The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, something that Corey has put together that I think was a stroke of genius on his part. The Trader's Corner, segments 5 and segment 6. We are starting out in segment 5 here with trader Vic Sparandio, one of the brightest people, one of the most effective people we feel in this industry. And I think where we really need to start out here, given the events of this past week, is we need to start out with the precious metals markets. Gold, as we're recording right now, is up significantly. Silver is up significantly. If you look at gold, it's up about $27, $26.50 right now. Silver is up 25.2 cents at 17.80 and a half cents. Trader Vic, you're talking about not just gold and silver, but you're saying, you know, look, all the metals are up right now. And there's a reason for that. And that reason is, sir?
The reason is that, and one really has to pound the table for these two events. First of all, gold is gold and precious metal affected by the movements in the dollar. The dollar is now closing at a new low for this year. It broke yesterday and today, and therefore gold is closing at the highest levels this year. And we're talking closes now, and so is silver. So they trade, they are non-correlated. They are negatively correlated. So what is forcing the traders to buy gold and silver, sell the dollar, is there's not going to be any more increases in rates this year, with a 0.5 increase in the first quarter GDP, which, by the way, many say should be revised downward, but that's speculation. The key is that you have a weak economy here, you have a weak economy across the board or around the world, and thereby you're not going to get any increases in rates, so dollar is coming down. When the dollar goes down, gold and silver goes up. Now, there's another part two. There's actually part two and three. China is stimulating tremendously. They did in April. Mainly they do infrastructure spending. It's big stimulus. The numbers went up. So China's a big part of this. They're also accumulating commodities at huge levels because they're so low and they believe they're going to use them. And I believe they're selling dollars and U.S. government bonds. I mean, they buy the volume on iron ore. I mean, the iron ore volume is through the roof. They're also about 50% of the copper reserves in the world they own. So I can go on that, but it's just, understand, they're huge buyers of commodities. So that, and then when the Japanese government did not stimulate, and their economy is extremely weak, and everybody anticipated that they would do their thing and maybe lower rates more into negative interest rates or buy more bonds or do something stimulative. They did nothing, and that caused the yen to rise sharply, and therefore the dollar also was under pressure, trading inversely. So therefore you get this big move in gold and silver and as well as other precious metals like palladium and platinum.
Trader Vic, can we dive into the USD chart right here? Because I think that is crucial. Something that you said is that we are closing at the lows, and even lows when you go back on a weekly chart to, let's say, beginning or middle of last year, May of last year. If we close on a weekly basis below that close we had on the week of May 11th at about 93.15, do you see any support on the lower side for the dollar?
No, actually, it depends on which futures you're looking at. But I would say safely, if you see the dollar below 92, now it's at 93.05 on my machine right now. But anything below 92, I went back quite a ways, and I can go, you know, pull up all these various weekly and monthly charts. But there's nothing below it till you get to Yes, it's actually closed on a weekly basis all the way back to last year, so you have to go back on a monthly basis. But really, there's no support till for about, I think, 10 cents. So there's a huge amount. It can drop down to the low 80s before you get into technical support. So I really believe that this is a major potential decline, and that would mean a major appreciation in commodities.
That makes all the sense in the world to me. Having said that, you know, I'm looking at the headlines right now, and it's interesting. CNBC has got a great headline on it saying dollar is set for the worst week against the yen since 2008. Basically, everything that you and I and Corey talked about off mic has really come to a head here in the sense that you couldn't be more accurate in, I don't think, in your description, Vic.
There are some things I know and some things I know I don't know. In this case, I think I understand this extremely well. Not that other things can't get in the way and you know, you can always lose money. But fundamentally, you're down 5 years in the commodity business. Commodity indices topped on April 29th of 2011. And they've compounded declines of over 15%. I don't care which long-only commodity index you look at. So you have to now make the prediction that the commodity markets have bottomed, especially gold for sure, and silver now. And you have to assume you're in a long-term bull market. Now, long-term could be a year, you know. So to the end of the year where there'll be no increase in rates because of the election, because of the weakness in the economies around the world, especially U.S., some economies in depression, Russia, Brazil, these countries are officially in the recession / depressions. So you're in a bull market in these objects, and, you know, that's the place to be. Stocks near the highs is not the place to be.
Vic, let's talk about this general uptick in the commodities in general. We have seen earlier this week a inflation data point come out that was showing a little more of an uptick in inflation. This, combined with the increase in commodity prices, if we truly are in this long-term bull market now, which I do tend to agree with you with, do you think that these two go hand in hand and we will see the uptick in inflation further support the rising commodity prices?
Yes, and you know, understand that when you do these yearly measurements, this is just arithmetic. These year over years have to go up because as oil, which is also rallying along with all the other commodities, you're going to get a year over year calculation where inflation is going to be rising. And by the way, the core CPI, if you took the last 6 months, it's over 2. It's about 212, 218 maybe. 212 is safe.
And that's nowhere.
So you are over 2, and you will be on a nominal level. You will be getting over 2, in my view, by July, August, strictly if things just stay where they are. If you understand the math calculations where they drop off the low numbers and they add in the new numbers, it has to have an increase. So it's even if you don't get what you would see as inflation, you're going to get a rise in the CPI.
I would maintain that one of the reasons that we're seeing such a strong market in gold right now is because of uncertainty. There is a huge amount of uncertainty as to where the United States is going to go depending on the elections in November. Do you think that uncertainty is playing a role at all in this, what's going on?
Some. I would say that Brexit, if it's nearer rather than November, it's a June 24th election, the Brexit is a major a part of the nearer term, let's say, concerns. And I can tell you, because I just came from a dinner called the Founders Dinner, where there's 32 pros of all sorts, many Goldman people and hedge fund managers. And one of the, if not the main concern, was Brexit. Nobody knows what the consequences will be. That's kind of the consensus.
All right, there you have it from Trader Vic Sparandio. Always great talking with you, Trader Vic.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our second segment here on Trader's Corner. Right now we have on the line with us Mr. George Jarrow, Managing Director at RBC Wealth Management. George, I know that you follow the open interest for the precious metals as well as other commodities very closely. I get your daily emails. I want to start off by talking about what happened with gold, specifically on Thursday, options expiration day. You had some interesting comments saying how this options expiration was really one of the most boring that you've seen in a while. Can you elaborate, please?
I would like to actually correct that to say most benign. Usually we have a lot of volatility with option expiration because options on the COMEX become futures contracts the next morning, and so traders have to put up margin, full margin, the next day for new positions which come as a result of the option expiration. They are not cash settled as in many other instances elsewhere. So that means normally we get a sell-off unless there are more bearish options or put options that are exercised and put into accounts of traders as shorts, and they have to repurchase them. But normally we get more calls than puts, and so usually we have a sell-off for next day or two. Now, this coming on the heels of Fed week, this coming on the heels of lots of political and other economic news. I mean, look what's happened in Greece. They still haven't agreed on the bailout. Look what's happened elsewhere. So traders had a lot to worry about. And in spite of that, for the last couple of days, gold has been on an upswing, an even better one, after the Fed released their minutes, which were more dovish than expected.
They were a little bit more dovish than expected. Having said that, though, you know, gold, it's interesting what's going on right now. We are very, very optimistic on this particular site as to the future of gold. We think that we could have a major breakout right around the corner. On record is saying that, said that earlier in the week. But how do you feel about silver? You know, I don't want to say that I'm a silver bug, and I know that you call silver the poor man's gold, and that's exactly why my wife and I have been purchasing silver for quite some time. We buy silver, and we take possession and keep it. I personally like silver just because of the leverage factor that to me it offers. What are your thoughts on that,
John? Well, I think it's very interesting to see what's happened with silver. Silver open interest has climbed from the first week of January, somewhere around January 8th, around that day. It was an open interest of 166,618. Today, silver is now 203,472. So silver has really climbed up on the open interest chart, and then of course price-wise it's done very well, but then so has gold. Gold first week of January was 413,000 open interest. Today it is 502,059, which is in sharp contrast to copper, where copper has actually gone down. Today, copper was 172,761 open interest, and copper was 183,968 the first week of January. Now, why has copper diverged? Dr. Copper is an economic indicator, and the economic ills of Western Europe, the economic ills in, look what happened with Japan today, shocking the banking industry by not adding stimulus and lowering the yen value from 110 to 108 area. All of that means that you now have additional interest in those who need to hedge a losing currency by owning a convertible, portable, and liquid asset like gold.
So, George, this is telling me that traders are going to the safe haven play. They're not saying that we're going to see good times ahead and that's why you should have some of your savings in gold. They're saying put some of your money in gold because that's going to protect you as the world does continue on this slow growth at best path.
Yes, but mainly in countries where currencies have a tendency to get weaker. But then, of course, as the currencies in the other countries get weaker, the dollar gets stronger, even though we don't have the economic oomph to to get a real rate boost out of the Fed, but it looks like the Fed would like to do something that's mild or benign. Now analysts are talking about June. We don't know. But every time they talk about some approaching target for raising rates, the world is talking about negative rates. And so we find it very difficult to raise them. And apparently, this last dovish comment report from the Fed helped gold. And, of course, it looks like if negative rates around the world are the thing, the U.S. is not going to be raising a lot. And gold today is up 1.3% in spite of all the analysts and the media, again, talking about, well, it might be June.
George, you're not only an expert in gold and silver, you also know a fair amount about the other commodity sector. What are your comments there? Anything standing out in your mind in terms of the rest of the commodities that make
up
the
entire sector? Yeah, I think I've been looking at coffee, sugar. I've been looking at OJ. I mean, I'm still a member of all the commodity exchanges, and I used to trade them on the floor. So in order to look at gold and silver and copper, you do have to look at crude, and you do have to look at all the other commodities because it's important. And while everything is all about the dollar as far as we're concerned, I'm starting to see some inflation just by walking through the supermarket and looking at prices of food commodities and the groceries, beans, wheat, corn, which are traded in Chicago very well. And then, of course, the coffee, sugar, cocoa, cotton, and OJ, which is traded in New York. You're not seeing lower prices. You're starting to see higher prices. Even gasoline and crude have popped back up recently. And to me, that's inflationary.
George, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to wrap this up. Do you think that the inflation narrative is going to become more on investors' minds as we move through this year?
Oh, I think so. And I think the political process is going to make a lot of people think more about the economy.
Why do you say that about the political process?
Well, it seems like all the candidates will have to be touching on the performance of the economy, the performance of the U.S. economy especially, or more so than anything else. And that at least is going to get some people to think about maybe looking in the financial pages and finding out for themselves what's what.
I think
so. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 1,000% on that one, George. Mr. General, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
We are chatting right now with Dana Lyons. Dana is a very interesting guy who also is a technician, works along with his father back in the Chicago area. We were chatting off mic prior to doing this interview, and Dana brought up the fact that he has been charting the price of gold vis-a-vis the XAU going back to 1990, which is quite a long period of time, and he feels that this week represents an incredibly critical point on that particular chart, and in his opinion, it could go either way at this moment in time. Describe your chart, first of all, and I want to tell listeners, by the way, that if you follow Corey's directions on the website, you can get that chart put up right in front of you on your computer.
Sure. Thanks for having me again, guys. Well, I think the first time that we spoke in late January, I mentioned the topic of the day at that point was the chart of the XAU, which is the Philly Gold and Silver Index, which is, as far as we know, the longest running gold stock index around. So what was interesting about that time was that the since inception in, I think, 1983, the XAU actually a couple weeks prior to that had just broken its 2000 low and moved to an all-time low, which obviously for an index of that that's been around that long, that's a pretty significant event. Well, at the time that we spoke in late January, the index had rallied back up and was testing that breakdown point around, I think it's around maybe at $42. And at that point, I posted a chart and put a blog post up stating that the gold stocks were at a key juncture, likely, in that A, it was either going to fail at that breakdown point and probably lead to another acceleration to the downside, a new leg down, or it was going to overcome that breakdown level and put in a false breakdown, which would lead to just as strong a move, but to the upside. So it took maybe another week or two before it became obvious that, you know, it was indeed a false breakdown. And the rest is history, as they say, as the XAU is up over 100% since that juncture. So currently, as you pointed out, it's our belief that the XAU is probably hitting its big challenge since the start of the rally in January. It's hitting a couple pretty significant lines of potential resistance on the chart right now around, say, $85. So first of all, you have the former uptrend starting in 2000, connecting the lows in 2008 and also in about 2014. So it's hitting, it broke that line in 2014. It's coming back and hitting the underside of that right now for the first time. You also have the downtrend line from the tops in 2011 connecting the 2012 tops. It's hitting that downtrend line. So you have two major trend lines that are in play right at this juncture. In addition, we use Fibonacci analysis quite a bit. I'm not going to get into what that is exactly, but it's a mathematical sequence, and it plays out in charts a lot in the financial markets. The first major Fibonacci retracement level is right here. It's a 23.6 retracement of the complete decline from 2011 to the 2016 low. So it's hitting that first key retracement level right now, which also lines up with the 2013 through 2014 lows. If you look at the chart, there's a triple bottom in place there right at the same juncture around $85, at which it broke down in late 2014 from. So you have, you know, at least four major lines of potential resistance lining up right here at this juncture around $85. Of course, it's either a resistance or it could be an opportunity. At the moment, as I look at the XAU trading over $87 at the moment, we'll see how we close today on Thursday. It could provide a tremendous opportunity for longs if it's able to, you know, successfully and decisively surmount this $85 level. Then you could get another leg up in this rally. But considering how far we've come and how fast since January, my guess is that it's going to serve as pretty staunch resistance, at least in the short term. So we'll see how we close today and tomorrow on the weekly close.
Dana, I think this chart is a great example of what the gold and silver sectors have gone through over the last 5 years, and then even going back to 2000 when this run really started to take form. And that is, these stocks and the metals in general have sold off so much from their highs back in 2011 that even with this nice move, when you consider where we were just in January, that there's still a lot of room to run up, but you are going to run against these resistance levels. And this one right around 82 does seem like a pretty large resistance point. I want to know from you, how would a breakout in your eyes take form? Would it have to break out strongly in one day or over a week and then hold above there? Or would it take a couple tries to get through this level?
Considering the significance of the level and how far we've run, as you mentioned, and how quickly, you know, at over 3 months now, the XAU specifically is up, you know, close to 150% or whatever it is. So ideally, when you're running into a significant line of resistance like that, you want to see, you know, maybe the rally take a pause a little bit, maybe pull back back not too sharply, but consolidate those gains for a while. And we've seen, you know, maybe about 10 days of consolidation right here or less, which, you know, considering the magnitude of the line is probably not ideal. I'd like to see it consolidate a little bit longer before attempting that breakout. Usually when you see something that's gone so far so fast and sliced right through a line of support or resistance, very often you see that kind of breakout or breakdown fail because you have so much momentum, so much money chasing that sector already. And having chased that sector already, that a lot of the buying power at this point may have been spent, at least in the short term. So you see a failure of that type of breakout if you don't, you know, pause to consolidate and kind of give that rally a breather before going on and attempting that next breakout. So ideally, I'd like to see things, you know, calm down for more than, you know, 5-6 days over the next, say, weeks or a month or so before attempting, you know, to move through that level. But, you know, the market's going to do what it's going to do. And above that level, I would say it's a bullish sign. You know, if we close above it, we saw it in January. If we close above it and then turn it right around in the next day or two and fail, then it's a failed breakout, and it's a pretty bearish sign, at least in the near term.
The consensus right now is that we may see a spike upward in the price of gold to the, let's say, $1,400 an ounce level. Real quickly, agree or disagree and why?
The level that we've consolidated here for the last couple months is a pretty key level and a pretty not a surprising level. I mentioned earlier about the Fibonacci lines that we look at. We have two. We draw them from, you know, key junctures. One would be the 2011 high. The other would be the 2013 breakdown level. So we had a couple key retracements around the 1250-ish level. The next line would be up in the upper 1300s. So it depends if we can break these highs. Yeah, I would agree. Until that happens, we still have, you know, a challenge here where we've been in this range. But yes, if we can break above, you know, the recent highs, then the upper 1300s would be the next level I'm looking at.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. A little political discussion with our friend Glenn Downs. Glenn, we're truly glad that you're enjoying California on your R&R period. Having said that, got an interesting situation with Donald Trump right now. After last Tuesday, it would appear that he may have enough votes to get the nomination on the first ballot at the convention. Like your thoughts on that, number one, and like your thoughts, number two, on what are the Republicans going to do here?
Well, good question, Al. Thanks very much for having me back, you and Corey, again. You know, the whole thing with Trump has been a mystery to the political establishment of Washington from the very beginning. I can remember going to a luncheon that consisted of present and former chiefs of staff for members of Congress and Senate and House committees and the like. And it was a private thing, good-sized group, but not really large. And former Governor John Sununu from New Hampshire was there. He, you might remember, was George H.W. Bush's chief of staff and now had just written a book at that time about first President Bush. And Trump came up, and he said, this is still pretty early on, and he said, well, you know, listen, everyone's entitled to their fun and games, but if someone's got, you know, like the wise old heads of the party are going to have to sit down and talk to the Donald and explain to him he's going to need to step aside so that we can, you know, get about the real business of nominating somebody. And they were that far behind the game at the beginning of this process, and they still remain behind the game. So now, here we are after last Tuesday's results where Trump just swept these northeastern states, most of which, frankly, he doesn't have much chance, or any Republican have much chance to carry in November, but he swept them nonetheless. They were winner-take-all primaries, and he racked up a big tranche of delegates there. At the same time, you started seeing a lot of the establishment figures begin to kind of tone down some of their anti-Trump rhetoric when it looked, because it started to look like, hey, this guy might actually be the nominee. And although many of them would be perfectly willing to see him go down and Hillary Clinton go in, the problem is, in doing that, they might also lose their Senate and House majorities. You can't have a total electoral disaster if that's, and that's the way they see things. But if you had a total electoral disaster, if Trump went down in a big defeat, then it would drag down their House and Senate. So by, if they poison the water and the well too much against Trump, they can end up, they might keep him out of the presidency, but they might lose the power that they have and that they want. So that's part of their dilemma. At the same time, though, you've seen Cruz continuing to move to try to peel off Trump delegates here, there, and everywhere, or Trump's delegates that Trump would think would rightly be his in states that have already had contested primaries and caucuses and conventions, peel them off in onesies and twosies and threesies and foursies to try to pad up his total. I still remain convinced that if Trump does not get to the magical, I think it's 1,239 or whatever the right number is there, delegates, no, they will not view him as the presumptive nominee. If there's a way to deny him a first ballot victory at the convention, they'll do it. Ted Cruz was the last remaining effective tool, and to a much smaller extent, John Kasich, to be the receptacle for the delegates that they don't want to go to Trump, but they sure do not want Ted Cruz to be the nominee. You saw the remarks that Mr. John Boehner made about Ted Cruz. He referred to him as Lucifer and these sorts of things. That does reveal the way that the Mitch McConnells and the John Boehners of the world view Ted Cruz. So that denying Trump the nomination on the first ballot would not mean that they want to flip it over to Ted Cruz. It would be the idea would be that we can kind of peel off delegates in a second round ballot and send it to someone more quote unquote reasonable. And I don't know who they've got in mind. I'm not sure they have a consensus of who they have in mind in some dream scenario. But that's, they seem less openly antagonistic to Trump on the notion that they can't overly poison the water. But I think in privately, if there's a way to deny him this nomination and they have it within their power to do so, they will.
All right, Glenn, let's dive into what Trump is running on, kind of his general campaign and what he might do if he does get the president, win and become president in the U.S. From an outside perspective, as I live in Canada, it does seem to me that in a simplified way, Trump is again running on a platform somewhat similar to Obama's in the sense that he wants a lot of change, or at least he says that he will make this change. Can you address two different questions that I have floating around my head? One being, can or will Trump actually change anything if he does become president? And two, whether you like the change that he is saying he will do or not, would it be good that somebody could get in there and might actually make some change? Because we know Obama didn't really change all that much.
Well, good questions. I mean, there are many things that changed under Obama, but in terms of the things that we on the Carlin Economics Report and the people that participate in the forums and the like are interested in terms of the basic economic architecture of the country, who's running the deep state apparatuses, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve. Not much has changed in that department. You know, they now have a lot more transgender bathrooms and things like that. But in terms of worrying about fractional reserve banking, the debt, deficits, those sorts of things, not much has changed. Now, the question is, how much would under Trump? I saw some from a friend of mine in Washington who sent me a memo earlier this week, and outlining some speculation about who might be what in Donald Trump's cabinet. You know, so people up there are beginning to ask themselves, okay, if this guy actually wins, who might he actually appoint to different cabinet positions, for instance? So they're beginning to actually begin to think about some of that, and that gives you some glimpse into what kind of change would be. But honestly, and I've got some great sympathy for Trump, and I also personally am as head scratching as anybody about like what he would actually do if he got in there, because he's got positions he's defining some cases, their policy positions that are very specific, like he had a foreign policy speech this past week. But others, is these general platitudes, make America great again, those kinds of things, which is wonderful if you can do it. But exactly what are you going to do it? But in this post-Obama era, the one thing that Obama has done and has gotten away with to a very large extent, and it didn't start with Obama, but he's done it on steroids, is to this business of I'm the president, I've waited for Congress to act, Congress hasn't acted, therefore I'm going to act unilaterally with my pen and my phone, and I'm just going to do things. Whether there is a law that says you can do it or not do it, he just does it, and nobody calls him on it. Well, because the Democrats and Obama supporters have been so enthusiastic about that when it was their guy, if all of a sudden a President Donald Trump starts doing that just with executive actions that he just sort of decides he's going to do, and he says, if you don't like it, I'll see you in court somewhere, you might see a lot of change. And this is a guy, but he's been sort of mercurial about his positions on issues over the years. Even if he's got the positions today that are more classically conservative or non-interventionist in some cases and the like, he had positions that were kind of different than that not too long ago. But he is a guy that seems to have gotten things done, good, bad, or otherwise. He's a person that does actions, but. Good questions, Corey. Real good questions.
Well, the only thing that concerns me is the fact that I think that we are really coming to a climax here. You've got two factions in the United States right now. You've got a very strong conservative faction, and you've got a very, very strong and vocal liberal faction. And I think that, to say never the twain shall meet is probably the understatement of the day, but I would have to say, I think it's going to be fairly unpleasant in some of the cities as this theater unfolds, for lack of better terms. And I would go so far as to say all Donald Trump strikes me as wanting to do is get us back to the values that made our country great. Now, the question is, and I think a lot of the folks on the left would say those are not things that made our country great. Those are things that made our country okay, but not great. Now, our platitude, if you talk about the transgender bathrooms, et cetera, are things that will make our country great, because the world will realize that we are accepting of all people. That's where I think that conflict, could blow into something absolutely terrifying. Be interesting to see what happens. Folks, hope you enjoyed listening to the show this week. It has been tremendously enjoyable putting it together. Glenn, always a pleasure. Thanks, bud.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.